Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
12 minutes after 7 a.m. is where we're at this morning. And of course, if you've just joined us, welcome into it. We move along now to our next feature. Now, of course, following our interview with Fazila Malik from New Heights Travel the other day, more aggrieved clients have come forward to speak about this entire saga. Now, as you recall, there are scores of Mutamirin waiting for refunds for Umrah payments that did not happen in September due to administrative issues in the kingdom, apparently. Now, up until now, most clients have been quiet because of a lawyer's letter in which they were warned not to go onto social media to slander the name of the operator. But after Fazila's missed her deadline to refund the Mutamirin, their patience has run out. Well, we do have online full comment this morning, Mr. Mohammed Mayed from Johannesburg, a very irate traveler also affected by this whole saga. Assalamu alaikum, good morning, thank you for joining us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, my sister. Jazakallahu khair for the opportunity.
Only a pleasure. Now, of course, you know, just for the benefit of our listeners, you know, how did you come into contact with New Heights Travel, in particular Fazila Malik? What sort of relationship has been established?
First of all, I must tell you that I am not an irate traveler. Mm-hmm. Rather, I am a victim of a scam. In that, while she was in Hajj this year, and I was in South Africa, I did not perform my Hajj this year. Mm-hmm. She had called my wife crying and requesting a loan of 80,000 rands. And after some consideration and in the interest of the Hujjaj, I decided, okay, let me give her that loan of 80,000 rands, which I then transferred into her account via EFT. She said to my wife that she will repay this loan within 1 week. And to date, 13th of December, nothing has come about. And that is how I got involved in this.
So just to understand, in terms of loaning Fazila as well as New Heights Travel, this 80,000 rand, was there any paperwork, any documentation in place stating that she would pay you by a certain date?
Not at all. Purely based on trust, I gave her this loan. And I must tell you that I'm not the only person that has given a loan. We are four people in total that have given a loan. I gave 80,000. Brother Ibrahim Sirat, who was in Hajj, from his credit card, gave a loan of 52,800. Maulana Akudi, during the course of Hajj last year, gave a loan of 400,000. She still owes him 319,000 rands. Another man from the Johannesburg area approximately 2 years ago gave a loan of 350,000 rand. Mm-hmm. To date, it has not been repaid.
All right. Was this the first time you loaned Fazila money?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and it's interesting that you say, you know, this transaction was based on trust, which brings me to ask you again, you know, how was this relationship with Fazila established? Have you traveled with her previously?
Yes.
Do you know her well?
Well, I wouldn't say that I know her well. I had traveled once with her for Hajj and a second time with her for Umrah. And I had no hassles with her. I had no reason to think otherwise. And on that basis, purely on trust and the fact that she is a travel operator for Hajj and Umrah, I decided to give it to her, not knowing that this was going to happen.
All right, so since the transaction had gone through, you know, when did she state that payment would be made, and what are the communications that you have had since?
Well, when I gave her the loan, she had said to my wife that within 1 week she will have the money transferred back into my account.
Okay, that did not happen?
That certainly not happened. Mm-hmm. Not anyone, of course, not only me, but prospective Hujjaj who did not manage to go. Even people that had been booked and paid for Umrah travels did not get refunds. Now, when my wife had questioned her about the repayment of the loan, she first said that her money is stuck in the kingdom.
Mm.
Now, I must tell you, I find it very hard to understand and believe that too is the fact.
Why?
Simply because if you're a tour operator or if you're an importer of goods or services from any country outside of South Africa, you have to apply to your bank to allow you to make a payment through your account to an overseas business. And certainly you have to provide an invoice for that kind of payment that you are requesting your bank to make on your behalf overseas. only transfer the amount of money for which he had presented an invoice. Not over and above that, because the bank would never do such a thing. That would constitute money laundering. So her reason that she has money stuck in the kingdom and she cannot get it out simply holds no water. That was the first line that she told not only my wife, but many, many people I've come to realize after this. The second lie she told was that, and this again to many people, that she has a, she has pieces of land which she needs to sell in order to repay people that she owes. Nothing happened with that. The third lie comes about that she is now going to bond her properties in order to pay her debts. That has changed finally in this week to she has now requested her family members to assist her with loans so that she can repay people. Now the question is that if you are bringing about so many different excuses as to why you're not paying people, first the loans and all that kind of stuff, please, how do you expect people to believe that what you are saying is absolutely true? That I find very hard to believe.
Mr. Maya, just to understand, at the time when she was in Hajj, I assume that was the July-August period this year, you know, were you aware of the financial situation of New Heights Travel? You know, financially, were they in trouble?
Yes, they were certainly in trouble. Like I said, she owes a prominent Maulana 319,000 rands. Had I known that she was in financial problem, I certainly would not have helped her. And like I said, I gave her the loan purely because I was worried that Hujjaj may be in trouble, not realizing that she would not repay my loan, not realizing that it was a scam to make extra money.
When was the last time you spoke to Fazila?
Well, the last time I spoke to her, I think, well, the first and only time that I spoke to her was 2 weeks ago. My wife contacted her during the course of one of the mornings in this week, and she said, please bear with me, I will pay you. But it is a story that we've heard so many times over again. Not only have we heard that stories, but many of, most of the people in the group.
So, of course, this has been going back and forth over the past few months, not just yourself, but in recent times in September, a few groups had not embarked on their Umrah trip, their money gone, vanished. So what process will now be followed? What exactly will you be doing to ensure that you do, you know, follow some sort of recourse in which you can have your money refunded?
Well, we have not only consulted with lawyers, but many of our members, when I say members, I'm talking of our members of our victims group, have gone to police stations to lay criminal charges against Fazila for fraud. All documentation has been given to the police. They're busy investigating. And very soon, matters will take a very different turn. It is unfortunate that we have to go this route. It is not a nice route to follow. But what people must understand is that people have tried numerous times, phone calls, lies upon lies, promises upon promises, and unfortunately this is the stage people have reached, and it's a point of no return now. You know, my sister, I must tell you, people had a family, Baba and Chunara family, for this year Hajj had paid 435,000 rand. Nothing was paid over from Fazila, either to the airlines, to Saudi government for visas, nor for hotel accommodation. That families, that members of that families had not even gone for Hajj. At the end of it, before departing, before they thought they were going to depart for Hajj, according to one of the people I had spoken to from that family, Fazila had called to say, if you want a Mujamila visa, I can arrange it at an extra cost of about 10,000 rand. But what I understand is Mujamila visas are issued by the Saudi authorities free.
Yes.
So the question this person has asked me to articulate on radio is, was this another scam by Fazila to get another 10,000 rands from this family over and above the 435,000 rands? I hope not. That was not the reason. So there were many people that had paid for Hajj this year that did not manage to go. Many families that had paid for Umrah that did not manage to go. A young woman that I had spoken to yesterday had paid for Zila Malik in May for her Hajj cost together with her brother. Unfortunately, due to circumstances unforeseen, she could not go. She informed Sahuk, who made arrangements for her so that she does not go for the trip. She then got hold of Fazila Malik, who tried to assist her, but most of the funds that she had paid towards the trip has not yet been refunded. Partial amount has been refunded, the rest is not. She's still begging, she's still waiting. Many, many people are in this position, and that is why we have reached this position that we are in. A lady 79 years of age, at that age, this woman does not work. What she relies on is pension money every month. She has been saving up over years, paid for Zila Malik for an Umrah trip, which she has not been able to go for. These are things that are not excusable. You cannot justify this. How many people have been victims of this? Just to tabulate so far,
yes,
between loans, Hajj payments at people that did not manage to go for, and Umrah payments at people that did not manage to go for, we are sitting at almost 2.9 million rands. I must reiterate, 2.9 million rand is a staggering amount of money. It is not small change. I appeared on Radio Islam yesterday afternoon, appealing for people that have been victims, that have been scammed by Fazila Malik and her group. Please come aboard, call me, and let's get you on our group as well. You know, it is shocking to tell that people from Zanin have called. People from local Johannesburg have called. People that thought that they have no hope, despite numerous attempts to get their money back, have now found hope. And I'm listening to stories that are absolutely shocking, such as, if one person said to me, if Fazila had not paid money to the airlines for tickets paid for by travelers, if she had not paid Saudi hotels, if she had not paid for visas, the question arises, was Dam al-Shukr paid for people that went for Hajj this year by Fazila Malik? And if the answer is no, what does that mean for people that had gone for Hajj? It is a very, very serious matter, which I'm busy addressing with ulama as we speak.
All right. Just to confirm, up until yesterday or earlier on this week, we were under the impression that this was, you know, solely with regards to those that had experienced problems with Umrah in September. But now you're alluding to the point that many had not gone on Hajj as well, that had possibly taken out packages with her, correct?
Correct, correct. One man from Roshni had paid for a trip for both him and his wife for Hajj. His wife could not travel with him because her visas were not issued. So it's not the visas were not issued. Visas were not paid for. It's as simple as that. So the embassies throughout the world issue millions of visas. In this country, any tour operator that takes people for Hajj and Umrah, if he or she applies for visas, gets them within a few days. So he had to fork out another 25,000 rands so that he could get his wife much later on a plane to for Hajj. And I must tell you, there are many, many people who had gone a few days later for Hajj, some of whom had been reimbursed partial amounts for the days that they lost, and others that had not been reimbursed. They're sitting and waiting for their money. Whether they will get it like everyone else, Allah knows that.
Now, Mr. Mahid, you know, just looking at the story, so we're speaking about a good 4 or 5 months since all of this has transpired, which I think, you know, many of these travelers, those that have been aggrieved, have been very patient with Fazila and New Heights Travel as well with regards to their reimbursements, repayments, refunds, etc., or simply having their loans paid back to them. So how are we escalating this? You know, can we see a possible class action lawsuit against New Heights Travel? Are you aware if New Heights Travel is currently in operation? What do you know thus far?
Well, what we do know is that New Heights Travel has closed down in Johannesburg. I confirmed 2 days ago with Brother Rafiq from Cape Town, who had visited New Heights offices in the Cape, and he confirmed that they have closed down. What is interesting is that, from what I know, Fazila Malik had started off in the industry as Fazila Malik Travel. subsequent to that, she had changed a few good years ago to New Heights Travel. That now is defunct. She has now started Owl Travels, which her son Istihak is running. But this company, Owl Travels, is registered in Istihak's wife's name, Rehana Kesson. So there's no New Heights in Cape Town, but her son Ahmed, who's based there for the last 1 or 2 years, I know for a fact he's opened up 2 gyms, and somebody says to me that he's opened up a motor fitness center as well. I haven't confirmed that. So the question then arises, to have opened up 2 gyms and an alleged tie a fitment center in the Cape, where did the money come from? Is it money that had been taken fraudulently from people like myself and Hodjaj and people that were supposed to go for Umrah? Is that the money that had financed this kind of operations? I wonder. So yes, we are taking action. Like I said, we have consulted an attorney with whom we're meeting in the next few days. Criminal charges have been laid. And we quite find this process. Unfortunately, very unfortunate that this is the route that we have to choose, taking into account that everybody involved, Fazila Malik and her family and us, we are all Muslims.
Just with regards to your issue of, you know, loaning Fazila the 80,000 rand, you know, is Sahuk, for instance, you know, when it comes to Hajj, we understand Hajj to a certain degree is regulated by Sahuk. Are they aware of this? You know, have you been in communication with them? And of course, you know, with regards to the Umrah, we know that's not particularly regulated in a sense. You know, there's a lot of loopholes and leeway when it comes to Umrah operations. But just with regards to some of the other organizations, we know there's SATOA, there's SAMTA, etc. I believe SAMTA was an organization that Fazila was associated with. You know, have you heard anything from them?
No, I have not heard from them. I have not spoken to Sahuk about loans because simply it does not fall within their jurisdiction. But one very important thing I must bring up. Sahuk stands for South African Hajj and Umrah Council.
Mm.
So they say they have no jurisdiction over Umrah and tour operators. So why the U in Sahuk? Doesn't make sense to me.
But of course, you know, in terms of, you know, fingering, so to speak, New Heights Travel, you haven't per se brought this about or mentioned it to Sahuk. We understand they have issued just a travel advisory.
No, I haven't approached them, but over the next few days I do intend to approach them. But what I also find interesting is that Sahuk is not as vociferous in this matter as they should be. They should be on the side of the Hujjaj that have been badly treated by Fazila Malik. Why are they so silent? Are they doing things in the background that we don't know about? If it is the case, please come forward. Open up and tell us exactly what is happening. Help those people that have lost money, not only for Hajj, but the Umrah as well, because you in Sahuk stands for Umrah, and you should be able to assist the people there.
Mr. Maya, just with regards to those that had not gone on Hajj, you know, that you have been in contact with, did they themselves not bring it up with Sahuk as well? Because I can imagine at the time that would have been something that they could have approached Sahuk about.
They certainly did.
And?
They certainly did. Not much has been done, unfortunately. Very little has been done, and I don't know why. I think Sahuk is dragging their feet. And there's no reason why they should drag their feet. My sister, if you don't mind, I would like to mention a few figures.
Okay. Mr. Maya, can I ask you to kindly hold the line for me just for 30 seconds? We're going to head out for our headlines. We'll continue this conversation when we return. Thank you.
Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
Making headlines, a group of aggrieved Umrah and Hajj pilgrims are taking legal action against travel operator Fazila Malik. Alleged gang boss is shot dead while a 16-year-old is injured in Mitchell's Plain yesterday afternoon. South Africa's unemployment rate increases by 0.3% after thousands of jobs are lost in construction, manufacturing and community sectors. And the United Nations Convention on Climate Change Summit draws to a close in Madrid. Those are your headlines. I'll be back with more details at 8.
Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
7:32 is where we're at this morning. If you just joined us, welcome into it this morning. We are focusing our attention in terms of the issues that have arisen with New Heights Travel, as well as travel operator Fazila Malik, in the sense that more clients and those that have loaned her money have come forward to speak regarding this issue. Online from Johannesburg, we do have Mr. Mohammed Mayat, who has loaned Fazila money to the tune of 80,000 rand that has not been paid back. Mr. Mayat, welcome back. Thank you for holding the line.
JazakAllah.
So of course,
before we carry on, if you don't mind, I'd like to reiterate that I, together with people that have been victims of scams by Fazila Malik, are not here to defame her in any way, nor to slander her, nor to bring ill repute to her name. That is not our aim and objective. Rather, our aim and objective for coming on social media and radio platforms is simply to inform people that this is what is happening with Fazila and the company and the family members. This is what they are doing to the broader South African Muslim public. Please do not be victims of the scam. Avoid being victims of the scam. And the other thing is that we must ensure that if this is what Fazila is doing, and certainly this is what she is doing, that she must not be able to take any hot charge for future trips, nor must she be allowed to take any prospective person who wants to go for Umrah. We must put a stop to that. Coming back to the amounts of loans, for example, Brother Sidat gave a loan of 52,800 this year while he was in Hajj, and this money he had given to her from her credit, from his credit card, for which he's paying on over every month to the bank. Then Vichyat, 25,000 rand, the gentleman from Roshni who had to pay extra. I, 80,000 rand. Mullah, 38,000 rand. Molana Akudi, balance remaining owing to him, 319,000. Soda Valley, 51,895. I forgot, she had also given Fazila a loan. And she has documentation to prove that she had given Fazila a loan. And this loan, this money she had paid directly into the account of a hotel in Saudi on behalf of Fazila, and never ever retrieved her money. Bilal, 25,000 rand. Dinat, 50,000 rand. Baba, Motala and Chunara family, 439,000 rand. Esak, 50,000 rand. Sidat, 105,993 rand. Hassam, 142,000. Raja, 135,500. Ismail and Mia, 183,000. Rafik from Cape Town, 53,500 rand. Palakar family, 165,000 rand. Patel, interestingly, Patel is being owed 64,496 cents. When he had voiced his opinion as to what is happening, Fazila, according to him, Fazila had sent people to threaten him. And he was so terrified, from what I understand, he was so terrified that he actually went underground. He refused to talk. That is how terrified he was. Then we go on to Salih Aziz, 60,495 rand. Saeed Daya, 106,000 rand. Muin Khalik, 40,000 rand. Aziza, 42,000 rand. Two people who run taxi services, Uber, Naeem and Faiz. She asked them to transport people for her and she will pay them. One is owed 700 rand, the other one is owed 400 rand. Where are we going to? Allah Ta'ala help us. I don't know.
All right. Now, of course, just on a final note, in terms of all of these individuals that have lent her money, there is no documentation. It was transactions based purely on trust, correct?
Correct.
All right.
Not only people that had given a loan, but people that had paid for Umrah and Hajj. But mind you, if you go for Hajj or Umrah with any tour operator, you have to sign a contract. And there must be contracts in place in Fazila's
According
office.
To Fazila, there are no contracts. She says it's not a must in her business. So we did have that conversation with her the other day. And that is a breach in terms of travel operators and their rules and regulations. But we have about 20 seconds to go. Any final comment from yourself, sir?
My name is Mohammed Mayat. My contact number is 084-799-2282. If there are any other victims out there, either too afraid or don't know what to do, please contact me.
Right.
We are a group of people, and we will fight this together. We have attorneys on our side, and we have police cases opened up. Give me a call. Let us assist each other, inshallah.
All right. Well, Mr. Muhammad Mahid, we thank you for your time and for sharing with us on the story. We do appreciate it.
I appreciate this platform.
All right, sir. Go well.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. And that was Mr. Muhammad Mahid there, speaking in terms of New Heights Travel.